And welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulton. I'm your host for this evening, and you're here on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget that you can always download the app from the App Store or Play Store and listen to Guardian Radio all day from your phone. If you're like a little older like me, you can actually just listen to it on a radio going to 96.9, or you can go to your desktop and you can live stream by going to www.guardiantalkradio.com and just click the live stream button. And normally you can like listen to it through your computer that way too. Also, if you miss part of the show and there's some details you want to get or you want to share it with a friend, normally about a week or two after it's aired, you can go to the NAGB's website at www.nagb.org.bs. You can find under learning and adult and public programs, you can find the heading for Blank Canvas, and you can listen to all of the old Blank Canvas shows. You can actually put in the name of the artist, put in the date. You can find all of the shows that have aired over the last like 5 years. So you can listen to it again, or you can share it with a friend. And that's always a sort of good thing to do if you're looking for researching something, or you're maybe a little bored, or like I said, you heard something, didn't have time to write it down, want to go back and listen to it again. And while you're on the NAGB's website, of course, check out what's on at the NAGB. The NAGB is free every day if you're Bahamian or if you are foreign but live full time in the Bahamas. So it's basically free to go to the NAGB. It's an awesome institution. It's got free Wi-Fi. It's got good air conditioning. It's got a sculpture park. It's got a lawn where kids can run around. It's got several shows on at a time. Currently, there is a show called Evolution of the Ark, which is Bahamian artists dealing with how the country's evolved over time and dealing with things like climate change. And there's still the Medicine and Memory show on the ground floor, which is kind of like greatest hits out of our collection, talking about how the Bahamas has dealt with public health over the last like 100 years. And of course, that was a result of the pandemic. So there's always a lot going on at NAGB. They have artist talks, they have movies, those are normally free. So, you know, really go to the NAGB's website and make use of your local institution because it is there for you. So back to tonight's guests. We just heard from Roger Burrows, who is a ceramicist. We are now going to meet April and Kathy, who are both working in fashion design, both teaching at BTVI. And the tie here is that all of these creatives have work on show right now at Turn Gallery at West, which is where I work, so full disclosure, and which is trying to actually create a space that supports Bahamian designers as much as Bahamian like fine artists. So I want to welcome April Burrows to the show, who has the store The Curated Closet on Shirley Street. So welcome, April.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I actually listen to you via the radio.
Oh, great.
All the time. So I'm happy to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. And Kathy Hamilton Pinder. So I guess Pinder is your married name, or because if your email says Kathy Hamilton.
Yes, you can stick with Kathy Hamilton.
is that your like star name?
Yes, that's my maiden name.
Okay, yes. Good. So, you've done some embroidery for Turn on some shirts and things like that. You've made some objects. So I know you reached out and you were like, I'm not really an artist, but like, also I think we need to kind of bust that myth. I mean, you're in fashion design, and I think even like doing embroidery, things like that, those are their own art forms, right? And I think for sort of too long, we kind of overlooked those in a way. So I want to kind of put the question to both of you. You're both teachers. You both are working in fashion design. How is it to be a teacher, but also like what kind of resources are there for like young creatives who maybe feel like they could do something? And because, you know, I very often tell parents who have creative kids, I'm like, listen, it's not all about just being an artist in the attic. They're practical skills and, you know, fashion design, theater design. So what's it like for you? Do you think it's changed since you were coming up? And what kind of resources are there out for young Bahamian creatives to become fashion designers?
Well, I think it's changed because when I started out in the 80s, I mean, late 70s, early 80s. And when I decided I wanted to do fashion, that was sort of like taboo. You know, your parents or your parents' friends would say, why are you going to study, you know, fashion and there's no money in it? And they would also say, why don't you do computers or, you know, become a doctor or a lawyer. You know, in our country, we looked at the arts as something that was, you know, low class to, per se. But nowadays it has changed. It seems like everybody wants to get into the fashion world. And April and I can attest to that because, you know, of the students that we have at BTDI, now the opportunities are there. I think our area is probably one of the best kept secrets. And, you know, we need to step out and let the Bahamas know that it's available. Fashion is available here. And we have some really, really good teachers like April. And we have another tailoring instructor. His name is Mr. Lewis. And we have the state-of-the-art equipment that is available. And so I think those aspiring designers, the opportunity is there for them.
Wow, that's great to hear. What about you, April? Do you think, I mean, you've now opened your own store, so you must feel like quite like that. It's possible.
You know,
it's a space on Shirley Street, which is pretty high volume traffic. So, I mean, in terms of visibility, I would imagine that's not cheap. So you obviously feel confident you can make a living doing that or cover that. So, but do you think it's changed for you? Do you feel like you were kind of on the avant-garde of like fighting for that kind of situation?
Actually, yeah. And I don't know if it's confidence or like craziness that I opened the store during the middle of the pandemic. But, you know, I believe that, first of all, you know, we always refer to ourselves as designers. I now refer to myself as a fashion artist because it's not just clothing design. We do accessories. We do painting. Like, there's so much involved designing textiles. So we're really an art fashion artist. And yes, like Kathy, when I started out, there weren't a lot of people doing it, but I was so adamant that this is what I wanted to do. But at that time, I did see designers, Bahamian designers, who were doing it. I worked with Jeffrey Taylor, who had his own boutique, struggling, you know, artist, but just a genius. And so I had some example of where I would like to be. And so, yes, we see a lot of students that are really interested in the fashion department. We are adding more offerings, so we are going to get into more accessory, a little deeper into accessory design and photography and different areas of the arts that are and design that are needed in the fashion industry.
Well, that's also really good to know that BTVI has all that because, you know, when I, you know, like, again, like I'm in the creative field and when I think of BTVI, I sort of think of it as like sort of, you know, like carpentry and kind of, you know, plumbing. I feel like sort of practical skills almost, but it really does have like a really strong kind of artistic bent. And I think and I think that's also my own kind of bias in a way, because again, like when I talk to a lot of fine artists that I do on this show a lot, and Kendra's one of them. So it always
that's my sister.
I know it's just shout out to your sister. Kendra Frohrup, an amazing artist, but like when you talk to them, you talk to John Cox, you talk to Kendra Frohrup, you talk to John Beadle, they actually, all of their parents were creative, but they were not considered like artists, right? So, you know, contractors or masons or dressmakers or like civil engineers having to do all these like hand, because people didn't have like computers doing CAD back then. They drew it all out by hand. You know, John Cox always says, I consider my father an artist. But George Cox doesn't consider himself an artist, right?
Which is why we have to change it. We have to now call ourselves artists and let our students know and budding designers know that you are an artist. Like you are creating something that's a concept in your head and you are, you know, presenting it in some sort of, you know, 3D form. And that's art.
Yeah, I don't know if Roger is still listening and hopefully she can pop back in. But I'm also wondering whether she feels as a ceramicist, whether kind of people's attitudes have changed towards the idea. Because in a way, the ideas of ceramics, too, it's sort of like if something is utilitarian, like you wear clothes, so you have to make clothes. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's been a kind of change in mindset towards things like ceramics and textile, you know, textile arts, where it's really seen more as an art form and kind of respected more as an art form. Do you feel that with fashion design? I mean, Kathy spoke. Oh, good. Roger's there. How do you feel about that, Roger? Do you feel like people's own attitudes have changed? Like if you say to people, I'm a ceramicist, do they kind of get that more than like, oh, I make teacups?
Yeah, they definitely do. It's definitely.
It's how you present it too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. Definitely a spotlight on it now. So it's being you know, it's more than what it was.
Mm-hmm. And was that something that actually got you, just made you decide to get back into it, that you saw there was kind of like a growing respect for it somehow?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Now, at BTVI, do they do ceramics as well as fashion, or is that because they do that at UB, they don't do that at BTVI? Do you like look to UB to try to fill the gaps, or do you like collaborate? Like, is there a relationship there, or kind of not really?
Well, in the past, we have collaborated with UB. Mm-hmm. There are teachers for the Ministry of Education who are in training for consumer science classes. Well, they collaborate with us on the sewing end of it, you know. Mm-hmm. So we would do little workshops during the summer for their teachers. Yeah. But like you were saying earlier about, I mean, we have some new students now, and they came in just thinking they would come there to sew, and now they're realizing it's such a wide world. They can find a niche. You know, they could become pattern makers. They can become fashion illustrators. They can become seamstresses. It's so much different careers that they could derive from the fashion design.
Yeah, and I always tell parents that when you say, because, you know, even now, I think there is a change, but I think there's still an a lot of parents that would be like, oh, I don't want my kid being an artist necessarily. But I always say, like, there's so many jobs, you know, in each field. Like you said, you know, you just named four or five different things from just sort of fashion and making clothes. I can do the same for fine arts. Like, it's not just being a painter. You can be a fabricator or a crate builder or a technician, or, you know, like, there's like a museum works with so many different kinds of people. And they're actually good jobs. And in fact, the UN, UNESCO and the UN just came out, and they announced this at the last G20, that the orange economy and creative arts are going to be one of the main driving factors of the global recovery from the pandemic. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I mean, it's been like worldwide. It is awesome, right? Mm-hmm. That, you know, that first world countries are saying, like, no, we have to really look to creative arts, because that's what's gonna, you know. And what did everybody do in the pandemic? Watched movies, read books, painted, like, you know, we all
baked bread,
culinary arts, we all relied, sewed, crocheted, whatever, you know, we all relied on arts to actually keep us sane, keep us fed. So I think people are beginning to kind of wake up.
Amanda, during the pandemic, April can attest to this as well. We were all busy. Our students were
very
busy. You know, everybody made masks. I mean, those kids made tons of money. So they ate during the pandemic. So, you know,
I think that gave, about I think that. That gave a lot of people an appreciation for sewing. If we just talk about knowing how to sew two pieces of fabric together, I think people appreciate it, because I know I had a few students, I grabbed like 5-6 students, and we were making masks like during the whole time. And they said, you know, it helped to keep them sane.
Yeah.
It helped to keep them busy. It made, you know, they made some money. And then I had people calling me, hey, do y'all have any class? When y'all going to be started? I really wish I had, you know, joined BTVI and learned how to sew.
Yep.
So I think it gave a great appreciation for that art form.
Yeah, we got to think about how we say it. It's hand sanitizer dispensers from ceramic. That's what you need to get into, Roger.
That's a good idea.
Beautiful hand sanitizer dispensers. Yes. Because it is interesting how in every kind of moment of kind of crisis, there's also this area of opportunity. And I did think that during the pandemic, that, you know, I bought some really nice, like, fitted face masks out of a really nice fabric. And, you know, I did pay like a little bit more for them because it fitted my face properly. Some of those ones that are kind of looser, I felt like not confident about. And so it is really interesting how, you know, these, you know, things that you don't think about. So I encourage parents to think about that, because if your child comes to you and has a creative bent, it doesn't mean they're necessarily going to starve to death. Number one. Number two, your resources, BTVI, as well as UB. I think we think a lot about UT and UB and the art program there. But again, I think BTVI really has a lot to offer. And so don't give up. Now we're going to go to another quick break, and I'm going to come back, and I'd like to hear more about specifically what you've got at Turn, both of you, what you assisted us with, and what people can see if they go there, and some other issues. So we're going to go to a quick short break. We're going to come back to the NAGB's Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, your host for this evening, and we're going to be right back after this break.